Today's GeoQuiz is about peace, even a tenuous one, on the Korean Peninsula. Throughout history, wars have come and gone, and occasionally they end in peace treaties. Occasionally, nations agree to something less than a formal peace treaty, a truce or a ceasefire, maybe an armistice. An armistice is when warring parties agree to stop fighting. Nobody surrenders. It's a temporary fix and not necessarily the end of war. The Korean War armistice is a case in point. It was signed, but it was never followed up on by a formal peace treaty. So technically, as political scientists like to point out, North and South Korea are still at war. The question we have for you in today's GeoQuiz is about the Korean armistice. Where was it signed? The document is in English, Korean, and Chinese. It was inked in July of the year 1953 in a village that's still located on one of the most heavily militarized borders in the world. Can you name it? The answer's coming up in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, a Korean singer with a twist of Brazil. The Korean Peninsula is front and center in today's GeoQuiz as well. We want to know where the armistice that ended the Korean War was signed. Don Kirk is based in Seoul, South Korea, for the Christian Science Monitor, and he has the answer.
Panmunjom. Panmunjom is on the line between the two Koreas. It's often referred to as the truce village of Panmunjom. You go to Panmunjom today and you see some modern buildings on the South Korean side. There was a vision of having people go regularly through Panmunjom into North Korea. That's not happened. Normal traffic has never resumed. On the North Korean side, there's one rather severe-looking building. There's also some hooches in between them. On one side of the line are North Korean soldiers, and the other are South Korean soldiers. And some U.S. forces, there's a small U.S. contingent up there, very small, almost an honor guard rather than a real military force.
I've actually been in the room where the armistice was signed. Have you seen that?
Well, I have been in that room. And, of course, all of us who go up there walk into that room, and then we walk to the northern side of that room, and we can all say, hey, we touched ground, we set foot in North Korea.
Can you tell us what the difference is between a peace treaty and what North and South Korea signed back in 1953?
The armistice, the truce that was signed in July 1953, was really a stopgap measure just for ending the seemingly endless and useless fighting that was going on between North Korean and Chinese forces on the one hand and South Korean and American forces and other allied forces on the other hand. But the idea was that there would always be a peace treaty, and of course North Korea wants negotiations for a peace treaty. A peace treaty really is supposed to mark a permanent peace, a permanent resolution, whereas the truce that exists now has a sense of impermanence.
What is it for somewhere around 60 years that has eluded the Koreans?
North and South Korea remain stubbornly and resolutely opposed to one another. Some people think it has something to do with the Korean personality. There often are terrible rivalries in Korean business world, terrible rivalries within the leadership of North Korea beneath the absolute dictatorship of Kim Jong-il. Incidentally, I should mention one footnote to all this about this truce that was signed in 1953. That truce was not signed by South Korea. South Korea's then president, Lee Sung-man, refused to go along with the truce. He did not want permanent division of the Korean Peninsula, and he said he was not going to authorize signing anything that fell short of South Korea taking over all of North Korea. That truce was signed by the U.S., by North Korea, the DPRK, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and by China, not by South Korea.
So when it said that there's an armistice between North and South Korea, in practice that has meant something, but it doesn't exist.
No, there's not even an armistice between North and South Korea. The armistice is between North Korea and China on one side and the United States on the other. South Korea, as a U.S. ally, has abided by this armistice and has supported the armistice. And in fact, South Korea today was saying that the North Korean attack on this island in the Yellow Sea was a violation of that armistice. One could say, how could South Korea accuse the North of violating the armistice when South Korea was not a signatory? But we're getting down to sort of fine technical points. The point is that there is an armistice. South Korea does abide by it, even though it didn't sign it. And North Korea wants to make that a peace treaty. North Korea for sure wants to get the U.S. to sign it and to agree to withdraw its troops.
Donald Kirk writes for the Christian Science Monitor, speaking with us from Seoul, South Korea. Thank you, Donald.
Well, thank you for your questions.